This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Daryl Ryder is our Browns beat reporter, and he is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. D, how are you, man?
Good, guys. How are you?
We're good. We're talking about Roethlisberger for a little bit here. Did he leave a year too late, 2 years too late, 3 years too late, or should he have tried to roll it out again next year even though he can't really play anymore?
I'd probably say he left at the right time.
You think?
I mean, it was pretty painful to watch him. Toward the end there, so yeah, I think he left at a pretty good time.
All right, I just want to talk a little NFL news with you first, but and we'll start with Myles Garrett getting drug tested again. Do you think every time he goes on Instagram shows his chest off that they're like, oh, ding 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 ding, we got to go drug test this guy? Or do you think that some players are circled for more random drug testings than others?
I don't even understand why they're doing it in the off season right now. I don't know why he's getting picked on like that, but it's bizarre. I thought that during the off season here they got a couple month break, but it is what it is.
I guess that sums it up pretty well. Come to think of it, am I the only guy who thinks it's kind of a shame that the top teams from the regular season are already out of the playoffs for the most part? Packers are out, Bucks are out, heck, even the Cowboys are out. And during the regular season, they had pretty good records. And the only team that I think right now that I think, yep, that was a Super Bowl contender is Kansas City. And I don't mean any disrespect to the Rams, but the Niners to me are a surprise. The Bengals are a surprise. I was so looking forward to a Packer-Chiefs Super Bowl or a Packers-Bucks showdown. Though the games were phenomenal, Daryl, I think, kind of too bad.
No, it's why they play the playoffs. So, I don't feel bad that the top teams are out. Not at all. I honestly think it's going to be Chiefs and Rams in the Super Bowl. I'd rather see 49ers Bengals, but I don't feel bad that Aaron Rodgers is home for the rest of the year here. I don't feel bad that Tom Brady didn't move on. It's what makes the playoffs so much fun. And then last weekend was probably one of the most fun weekends of football we've ever had.
Daryl, if you're the Browns and you're sitting in Berea and you're watching last weekend stuff, I'm sure they don't act like knee-jerk reaction on stuff, but I do think that there's plenty the team can learn about last week and why these teams are able to propel themselves throughout the playoffs. I just wonder how that theory of wide receivers playing in Berea right now and prioritizing trying to find the right wide receiver to be a leader, because they need that now.
Well, they need a couple of things. They also need their quarterback to be better, because when you watched last weekend, it was like watching a different sport. The quarterback play was night and day, better than what we saw this year. But – You know, the one thing that Andrew Berry does really, really well is he doesn't overreact. That's what we do, right? We overreact to everything, myself included. But he does. Look, I think Andrew Berry has a pretty good idea of what they need going forward and is putting together, I guess, his shopping list, if you will, of, you know, who he wants to add to this roster. But, yeah, I mean, the Brown, it's clear that the Browns aren't where they, well, we all thought that they were, if you will. And I really thought that, you know, J.B. Bickerstaff had a great quote last night about team and achieving success when he was talking about chemistry. And, you know, you can have all the talent in the world and have poor chemistry, which I think that perfectly described the Browns. And he wasn't talking about the Browns. He was talking about his own team and that. But I thought this applied to the Browns. You know, you have all the talent in the world, poor chemistry, you're going to underachieve every time. You can have less talent, more chemistry, and you'll overachieve. And you can't really put any numbers on it. You have to invest that time and energy into it. And I thought that was like the perfect description of not only the Cavaliers situation right now, but also the Browns, because the Browns had no chemistry last season. And I think that showed, especially on offense. The defense, they had chemistry, and you saw how that side of the football got better as the season went on, right? But on the offensive side, it was a train wreck the whole year. And I think a big reason why is because they had no chemistry on offense at all, and it showed week in and week out.
Daryl, I have this thought in my head, and it's causing a pain, and I need your reaction to it.
Tylenol?
I don't think that'll do it.
Call me in the morning?
I don't think that will do it.
Okay.
Unless Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski are convinced that Baker Mayfield is their long-term quarterback, they are wasting their time if they go into next season with him as their starting quarterback, regardless of fifth-year option, picked up, money, blah, blah, blah. They're wasting their time and they're wasting a window of opportunity if they're not convinced that he's the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, even if they're thinking, let's see what he can do, I think they're wasting their time.
Well, here's the problem. It's easy for us to sit here and talk about they need to upgrade the position, right? If that's what Andrew Berry decides to do. It's a lot harder to actually go out and do it. And get that player. So that's why I won't say that they're wasting their time, but you know, I've said it, I believe it. If, and I'm not saying they should, I'm just saying if Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski and both the coaching and the front office staffs that are out in Berea, after they've done their autopsy on the 2021 season, they come out and say, you know what, Baker is not our guy. Like, he is not the guy that's going to win us a Super Bowl. He is not the leader that we need. Then, yes, it's full steam ahead. Then they've got to move forward as quickly as possible. And I am not of the belief that you bring somebody in to compete with Baker to make him earn his job again. Because that part, Jeff, to me, is the waste of time. Because if you have to have a quarterback competition that involves Baker Mayfield, then he's not your guy.
Exactly.
And you need to move on. And I don't think that that's going to motivate Baker. I think it's just going to cause all kinds of problems behind the scenes. Then you absolutely have to move on. If they trade for a quarterback, if they sign a whatever, I think you need to do Baker a favor and send him somewhere else so he can move on with his career as quickly as possible. And again, this is just if this is how Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski and company view their particular situation, that's the approach I feel they need to take. Obviously the injuries were a problem last year, for whatever reason, the chemistry with the receivers wasn't there. There wasn't any rhythm to the offense. Just he didn't look like the number one pick in 2018, right? And unfortunately, two of the last 3 years for Baker, they have featured adversity, and they've all gone south. And that is a little bit of a concern for me. The rabbit ears that he constantly has is a major concern to me. His attitude, his leadership, those are concerns to me. I would say above and beyond just the physical play. I said this on the morning show. I'll say it with you guys too, and I believe this. Like, he's got to understand, and somebody I think needs to sit down and tell him this. And I'm not talking Kevin Stefanski or Andrew Berry, but somebody in his inner circle, because I'm not exactly convinced he gets great advice from his inner circle too, who also feeds him every single thing that's said and written and everything else. But, you know, Josh Allen is who he was supposed to be. The Browns passed up Josh Allen for him. He's not an underdog anymore. He was in college. No question about it. You're a two-time walk-on. You win the Heisman. You're an underdog there. But the Browns put their faith in you and made you the number one pick in the 2018 NFL draft. They passed up Josh Allen for you. They passed up Lamar Jackson for you. Okay? Josh Allen's been to an AFC championship game. Bills are a perennial playoff contender. Lamar Jackson's won an NFL MVP, won the division, right? And yes, you've in 3 years got the Browns to the playoffs and won a playoff game and things like that. But the resume is a little light when you compare it to, a couple of quarterbacks that the Browns passed up to select him. So I think he needs to channel that chip that's on his shoulder. And his focus and his goals need to not on what Daryl Ryder's saying on the radio or writing or tweeting or what Dustin Fox is tweeting or, you know, what Ken Carmen and Anthony Lima say on the morning show. It's none of that. His focus needs to be, I was watching football tonight. Man, that's who I'm going to be, Browns fans. That's what I need to be for you. That's what should have resonated with him. And that's what he should have expressed on Twitter. Pat Mahomes and Josh Allen, it was a great game to watch, man. I'm going to be one of those guys. I'm going to be in a game like that. We're going to get back to where we are playing at that level, Browns fans. That's my goal this offseason, and that's my pledge to you. I disappointed you this year. I was hurt. No excuses. I'm sorry. We're going to get back to that level. That's the message and the attitude that Baker Mayfield needs to project, not this, social media is toxic and everybody's picking on me, so I'm going to go away for a little while, which, by the way, good that he stepped away from. But he's projecting the wrong image and the wrong attitude right now about everything. And that is something that I think he really needs to adjust because, again, what we watched last weekend, with Matthew Stafford and Tom Brady going at it, and then is Mitchell Mahomes and Allen. That is football at its best. And that's the type of football that we expect from Baker Mayfield as the number one pick. And I don't feel like that it's unfair or unreasonable for fans to want and expect that from him.
Daryl, that's one of the best points I've heard on the station in a long time. I need 30 seconds because I'm going to get yelled at. Where the Browns are drafting in the first round, if you're not convinced that Baker's your guy, and in a bad quarterback draft, you find a guy that you really like and he's there on the board, do you take him?
Yeah, it's a bad quarterback draft, Jeff, and I'll be perfectly honest with you.
It only takes one.
I know, but I am very, as I'm starting to dig in on this draft, I'm very hesitant with the quarterbacks that are available. So as we talk right now, and I reserve the right to change my opinion later, as we talk right now, I think the number one target needs to be a receiver there. And granted, you don't draft for need, you draft best player available. That's what the good franchises do, and that's what I think Andrew Berry is going to do. But man, I'd really like to see them get a top wide receiver in here.
D, thank you very much.
You bet, guys.
Thanks, Daryl.
Daryl Ryder, our Browns beat reporter, is brought to us by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, and Daryl makes, I think, the point of the week. He's not an underdog anymore. The guy was the number one overall pick in the draft.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.